This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Hey, y'all, it's Chip Patterson from the Cover 3 Podcast, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. College football is about to enter its first ever 12-team playoff era, so join me, along with Tom Fornelli, Danny Cannell, and Bud Elliott, as we drop new episodes five times a week to close out the year. We've got reactions, bracket breakdowns, and best bets for these matchups with championship stakes. Follow and listen to the Cover 3 Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Two bouts of strong thunderstorms today and Thursday. Temperatures well above average, and then much cooler weather arrives by early next week. Those are your weather stories over the next 7 days. Good morning, my friends and followers, and Merry Christmas Eve morning. Heads up, if you're traveling northwest or north of the Dallas-Fort Worth area through mid-morning, widespread shower and strong thunderstorm activity will continue to break out in these areas. As the morning wears on, though, this area of rain will shift farther south and impact all of the Dallas-Fort Worth area towards late morning. As of now, I'm not looking for anything severe, and the majority of the rain will stay along and north of Interstate 30 again through early afternoon. Temperatures will only reach the mid-60s today, not much of a warm-up. After about 2 or 3 o'clock this afternoon, a cold front will edge through the area, producing another area of showers and storms. A couple of these could become severe just south and east of DFW as the evening wears on. This area of showers and storms will form into a pretty strong line of storms containing some small hail and some damaging wind. This line of storms will head towards the Texas coast by midnight tonight and should clear the coast by early Christmas morning. Morning lows in our area will be cooler with readings ranging between 48 and 53, but still not too bad for this time of the year. For Christmas morning, considerable cloudiness and areas of drizzle may be around. The cloud ceilings, though, should lift somewhat by late morning. And temperature is not going to warm up too much with the cloud cover overhead. This, of course, will all be dependent on if the sun breaks out in areas during the afternoon. Right now, I'm going for highs 55 to 60 degrees. We should stay rain-free during the afternoon and evening hours. Now, the next storm system will be quickly moving in on the heels of this system on Thursday. As of now, temperatures will be way too cool in the DFW area and points north and west to see any severe thunderstorms. There will be some areas of rain developing as an upper level low approaches from the west. Now, we may get what's called dry slotted from this upper low during the day on Thursday. This means that some pockets of chilly rain will develop mainly to the north of Highway 380 into Oklahoma with some thunder and some small hail. We may miss a lot of it here in North Texas, but there will be some storms in the area containing some small hail as well. Another area of strong to severe storms will break out to the east and southeast of us by afternoon and evening. Larger hail and damaging wind will be the main threats because temperatures will be up into the 70s as another squall line develops and plows into Louisiana and towards the upper Texas coast by late into Thursday evening. There's also a very small tornado threat along the upper Texas coast Thursday evening into early Friday morning as well. This, of course, is dependent on the path of the upper low. I do want to stress I'm not overly concerned about severe weather across North Texas on Thursday. Again, a different story south and east of DFW. Now, you all probably won't believe me when I tell you this, but Friday through the weekend, we may warm up to near 70 degrees all 3 days with some sunshine, with a mix of clouds and sun. It gets even warmer than that on Monday with highs approaching 80 degrees. Yep. I said 80 degrees. The record, believe it or not, is 90 degrees for next Monday. This is the warmest high temperature ever in the month of December. Now, those of you that have lived here a long time like myself, you know what happens when we warm up close to 80 degrees at the end of December. We have colder air coming in shortly after. Well, that's the weather story for next week. Below average temperatures are on the way. But it's still way too early to tell if we're going to see any precipitation overrunning this colder air mass. Stay tuned. Have a blessed day today, a great holiday season. Travel safely, and please enjoy the weather when you can. It's the only weather you've got.